106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
The design of the proposals by the council has all been conducted in secret. It has not been passed through to consultation, and we've got very short time in which to get this message out to people who, by and large, didn't know anything about it until we made a fuss.
Now, one of the main things from the circular is about the cost. £4 million of your money, as you're saying it there, is being put into this design here. I mean, is that a real sort of thing that you think is important for residents to know about, where this money's going to?
Well, I think actually it's something more important than cost. What's really important is the fact that it creates certain tensions within the conservation area and in the estate management scheme. Because the council are supposed to be managing these for the benefit of the town. And here they are making radical changes within the conservation area and in the estate management area, which will actually cause a lot of problems for residents. It'll be difficult, I think, for the council to enforce their views on residents in future. Because up to now, all residents have had to follow certain rules. Those rules have been broken with this design.
Now, in terms of the consultation, we obviously spoke to Welland Hatfield Borough Council this morning, and they say, yes, people have been consulted, yes, people did know about this. What's your first reaction to that?
Well, I find that extraordinary statement, right, because when we showed the design to a number of councillors, it was the first they'd ever seen of it. And we elect councillors basically to make sure that whatever is done by the council basically is satisfactory for the residents. And they were quite ignorant of what had taken place. They have not consulted with us, they've just given us information. They have not consulted with the Hertfordshire Architects Advisory Service, which is specially set up for situations such as this, so that a peer review can look at the work which a council is doing in its own area and wants to apply to itself for planning permission.
And so one of the main things that the circular talks about, and I guess that a lot of people will be concerned about, is the design of the new extension. What are your thoughts on the design here? Well, can you maybe just describe the design a little bit to us?
It's quite difficult, really, to describe a design in words, but essentially it's a large portico with a glass face, which sits quite prominent from the building itself, a building which incidentally was an award-winning design many years ago. Now, the design or the objection that we certainly have is that it doesn't follow the rules of the conservation area or the estate management scheme. So, for example, you're supposed to ensure that any extension is subservient to the main building. In addition, the materials to be used on the extension should fit in with the materials actually present on the main building. And both of those in this design, in the planning application, do not do that.
So it is a very sort of modern design. You say here, a tasteless carbuncle on the rear of an old friend. I mean, how do you think the council will react to something
well,
like that?
I think I don't know how the council will react. I can guess, but equally it's not surprising because this is something which the council have dreamt up in secret. They've not consulted, and a lot of people are very, very angry about it. I mean, it's frankly staggering, right? The first thing is, I think they're probably the best part of 200 objections formally lodged already against this proposal. The other thing is, we have a petition underway at the moment to ask the council to go to public consultation on this. And we're finding that we're getting an enormous response, far greater than the response we got just over 12 months ago, when we had a petition to support us over the Tesco proposals on the Broadwater Road. So it's really amazing that the response we're getting is now much higher than that particular thing, which was quite well known throughout the county and throughout the town.